brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
December 2013, and this year is not long in the tooth. The teeth of this year are falling out, and this year has a very long white beard. Soon the new year will come in, and I talked a lot in the last few weeks, especially yesterday on the Sunday transmission, about what a critical year 2014 is. And I want to settle down a little bit today because I was pretty wound up yesterday. I didn't get to everything I wanted to cover. I wanted to try to settle down a little bit and really go over with the listeners why I think 2014 is such a critical year, and also get your take on that. And the callers were just so good yesterday, because we don't screen calls. We get some great calls. We get some callers that sound like they've been drinking a gallon of cough syrup. They're calling us with two tin cans and a string. But we have great listeners, bottom line. And just the callers yesterday really got me thinking and made so many great points. What do you think the biggest story, not the biggest media story, not all the fake hype stories, the fluff stories, the distraction stories, you know, the Dallas Cowboys losing to the Eagles or whatever. The big issue here is, what are the real stories of 2013? And I think the larger awakening and the implosion of the confidence in the system, I think undoubtedly that is the overarching big story of 2013, that the awakening, not just here, but worldwide, is on. And then the Snowden revelations and NSA and all the tyranny coming out and Benghazi gate and IRS gate and harassment of the media and persecution of the Tea Party, it all rolls into that. One of the biggest stories, of course, is the fact they tried to expand the open war against Syria. Public said we're backing Al-Qaeda against people that didn't attack anybody. This is outrageous. So that's a huge story. But I want your take on what you really think overall is the most important stories of 2013. 2013's also been the year where the establishment openly circled the wagons and said, look, we're just going to outright lie to the public now. We're going to engage in even more psychological warfare, race baiting, sexual baiting, every form of balkanization you can imagine. The media has gone completely, openly, nakedly weaponized in 2013. And then let's look forward, though, because it's a double deal. I want to know what you think about 2013, and then any other issues you want to mention after you give us your take on that. And then what's coming in 2014, and do you agree with myself and countless others, like Rand Paul, Ron Paul, Matt Drudge, Joseph Farah, basically everybody we talk to, everybody we read, everybody who's been accurate in the past, has their ear to the ground, knows what's going on, says this is such a critical year, not just with the midterm elections, trying to repeal some of what Obama's done and then actually bring him to justice, but geopolitically, with Russia moving missiles up to their western borders, with the West, with Western Europe. I mean, just all of this is such a big deal. And we're going to be breaking all that down after I hit some of the news coming up in the next segment. I'm going to open the phones up, not now, but in about 10 minutes I'll give the number out so that we can get your take on all this. There's a lot of news, obviously, that I haven't gotten to yet because we're 4 minutes into transmission. But the bombings in Russia follow a Saudi threat to attack Russia. And again, this could be a false flag. Russia has engaged in what looks like false flags before. When Putin was running for his first election from vice president to president, there were some events. But this follows direct Saudi threats to lose Russia tens of billions of dollars trying to discredit them and not let them have the international spotlight during the Winter Olympics coming up. And so my gut and all different angles here, and the way this is happening is this is meant to destabilize Russia, make Putin look weak, and it looks like the CIA with Saudi Arabia activated their Al-Qaeda forces.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I don't know what's going on, but I am crazed this morning. Crazed with the fires of liberty burning in my mind, burning in my heart, burning in my gut. Fiery with the ideas of independence, creation, and freedom. My soul is alive. And I reach out through the airwaves. I reach out to you via radio and, of course, television on this Monday, the 30th day already of December 2013. And obviously we have masses of incredibly important news, but I want to open the phones up right out of the gates to ask you, what do you think the most important, not the biggest fluff stories, but what were the most important stories of 2013? I believe it is the huge awakening that is now accelerating. And then all the big breaking stories and developments come out of that awakening. The public woke up, and the military led the way, speaking out, and literally told Obama, no, we will not attack Syria with aircraft, and no, the special forces will not train al-Qaeda in bases in Iraq, in Jordan, and in Turkey. That is huge. That Dempsey, who was a lapdog of the establishment, went to Obama at the White House on a Friday night. They were going to hit him on Saturday, and said, the military is not with us. We cannot do this. The whole world is really upset about what's happening. And the French were the only ones freaking out, running around saying, attack, attack, attack. What does that tell you? Well, the French are set to get part of the pipelines. They're going to come out of there with the natural gas and the oil. The French want America to fund al-Qaeda to take over that area. And our country is finally having that moment of conscience where we look at something and just say, is there nothing we won't go along with? Is there nothing we won't do just by saying we're the good guys? So it's okay when the country's been hijacked, is being captained by the most anti-human, anti-liberty combines, nameless, faceless corporate boards who can all rationalize what they're doing and insulate themselves from the decision that their minions are carrying out. Well, we're going to name those nameless, faceless globalists and point out their power structure, because when the Federal Reserve is known to be private and known to be owned by less than 20 families, predominantly out of Europe and England, when it's known that the country's being run by foreign combines, when it's known they're gearing up for war domestically against the people and that it's treason, when it's known that what they're doing is the author of our discontent, when it's known that they are the plague culturally, when it's known the globalists want us poor and dumbed down so they can run our lives, when it's known that there's a shadow government. People didn't know, believe there was a shadow government just 3 years ago. The majority of media would make fun of me. Now, when the LA Times or the New York Times or the Washington Post is interviewing me, they say, well, why are you against the shadow government? Why are you against a corporate world government? Oh, I thought it didn't exist, bozos. But see, we are winning the info war, so now you can't deny stuff exists to your readers. You've got to admit it, but say, oh, we're rabble rousers, we're extremists, because we don't like the global system. Oh, what are you against? Peace and harmony in a world system that brings us together? This is not a world system to bring us together. This is a globalist ring of power. A centralized technological world government that scientifically targets humanity in a giant experiment, a social experiment of deconstruction, of leveling competition for a genetic corporate rewrite of the entire skin of the planet, not just Homo sapiens sapien. Homo sapien extinctus, I think would be a good name for it, or the Homo sapiens are dead. The Homo sapiens are gone because a bunch of unhappy, nihilistic globalists who have unlimited sex, power, private jets, everything. Hundreds of trillions of dollars and euros that they've stolen and created their own alternate fraudulent stock market system, a bubble meant to absorb the rest of the world and impoverish the world while only empowering a select few, and then blaming free market capitalism for your abomination that is a fraudulent computer code hacking the very nature of reality and turning the public into a bunch of drooling screen time zombies. That's what we're talking about in 2013, the fight against that, the awakening to that. Listen, they deny FEMA camps, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. They have to deny stuff that's public, because if they ever admit it, then there is a debate about it, and they can't win that debate. That's why they say there's no drones in the skies. There's no billions of bullets. There's no checkpoints on the highway. It's not tyranny to have kids being trained to spy on their parents. It's not tyranny to arrest kids that play with Nerf guns in their backyard. It's not tyranny that if a kid has a gun sewed on their sweater that they, you know, the TSA doesn't let them fly. Or if a kid's wearing an NRA shirt, doesn't even have an image of a gun on it, they're kicked out of school. It's not tyranny. No, you're right. It's not tyranny. It's crazy town tyranny. And they are just running around like zombies with their heads cut off, wanting us to buy into their whole fraudulent system, wanting us to buy into their lies. And it's not happening anymore. If we get the word out that this society is falling, this society is imploding, and point out that it is being scientifically orchestrated in the establishment's own words, it's game over. And I know I've said that many times in different ways, but I want people to really get that through their melons. The establishment wouldn't be trying to censor Real Talk Radio. The establishment wouldn't be trying to shut down free speech and wouldn't be trying to tell us resistance is futile if resistance was futile. The truth is, there's always been a very tiny group that loves liberty and a very tiny group that loves darkness. And most people are just lackadaisical and kind of followers and want to be told what to do. But the minority that burns with liberty, burns with the animating contest, burns with visions of humanity empowered to the greatest level, those of us that burn with admiration for the beautiful and the intelligent and the successful and the pure and the virtuous, those that do not have the envy or the jealousy or the hatred of the good, we are a large minority compared to the tiny minority of those that absolutely serve evil. And look at globalism. Look at the 10 kingdoms under FEMA in the United States, and then globally, 10 regions under the UN and UNESCO and the OECD, which is the real global corporation that runs everything, that was set up after World War II. OECD, Organization of Economic Cooperative Development. They create the plan in their board. It is then voted on. And if there's any disputes, they meet at groups like Bilderberg and Trilateral Commission for fine-tuning. This is all on record. They all write books admitting it, bragging how they run everything, hoping you don't go read it, though. It's only for their own minions to be able to read it. When Carol Quigley wrote his 1,100-page Tragedy and Hope in the early 1960s, there was only to be 1,000 of them copied for academia, and it was to be given to the CIA, the State Department, but also to other heads of state around the world. But the plates got out. And a few copies got bought, and pieces of it got republished in magazines, and lawsuits were threatened by the publisher, but it was fair use. And so the word got out on Tragedy and Hope. And then later, just by sheer brinksmanship, patriot groups have republished it. We sell it. And my point in bringing that up is, he says in the book, we have to have an operation manual because this is so sophisticated, our own people have to understand it. How we control left, how we control right, how we want the illusion of choice, how we're going to destroy markets, destroy freedom, impoverish people, create a technocracy. Brzezinski's written 5 books on the same subject, admitting it all, how the U.S. government funded Pol Pot to kill 31% of their population. All you've got to do is have the courage to realize we've been hijacked and have the courage to tell others. Because here's the deal. The courage is only on the surface. And by that, a lot of people think to fight this is dangerous. If you actually knew and have actually studied this, if you're a new listener, the danger is in going along with this and literally losing your independence, your individualism, your soul. And that's what the globalist traffic in is, the souls of men, as the Bible says. That's what they're really after. They want our souls. They want to know who we are so they can program us and change us. That's the ultimate control freak vision. And once you realize that, it is not courage to fight this. If men were coming to kill my family and were coming to kill me, it would not be courage that I would fight them with every bit of vicious cunning that I possess. That is not courage. That is survival. If you corner a raccoon in your garage and try to kill it, it's going to attack you viciously, biting and snapping like a PCP-driven machine. And not because it has courage. It wants to live. 800-259-9231. I want to hear what you think the biggest stories of 2013 are and what's coming up in 2014. Do you agree with me? It's a critical year. 800. Just come back with a number.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockItPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockItPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockItPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
You've spent precious time and money preparing for emergencies. Your generator is good to go. You have plenty of extra fuel stored, but you're never truly ready without PRI fuel stabilizers. More than half of generator failures occur because the fuel has gone bad. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh and keep you ready for any disaster. That's why the pros rely on it and why you need it. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com for the dealer nearest you.
Yeah, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end. Safety or surprise.
segment, I'm going directly to your calls. And then at the beginning of the next hour, I will cover the top stories and get into some of the breaking news as well. You have the Volgograd bombings following Saudi Arabian threat to attack Russia to destabilize the country and discredit the Olympics. And now there have been other bombings inside Russia, not just the bombing in Volgograd. And these are reportedly by Black Widow, female suicide bombers connected to the Western-run Al-Qaeda. And this is an open secret outside of the United States, just as Al-Qaeda has been used against the more stable pro-West, pro-liberty groups in Libya and in places like Egypt. And you're like, wow, pro-West in Libya? Yes, very pro-West in the last 10 years. For about 7 years before they killed Gaddafi, 7.5 years, he was investing in the West, letting everybody in from Halliburton to you name it, building hotels everywhere and apologizing for everything and allowing investment. And, I mean, look, we're doing business with Vietnam right now. We lost 58,000 people and 200,000+ seriously wounded. And Gaddafi probably wasn't even behind the Lockerbie bombing. That was a double false flag, but that's another story. The point here is we know Egypt was an ally and was not persecuting Christians and other large minority groups in Egypt. Now they are. And then it got so out of control, 16 million people marched. Muslim Brotherhood took over with a million-person march. 16 million marched, and they had street battles and defeated them. And so the Muslim Brotherhood started blowing up facilities all over Egypt and attacking military bases, so the military crushed them. And I'm not romanticizing the Egyptian military, but I'll take them over Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda any day. And again, the CIA, large elements of it, let's be clear, a lot of folks in the CIA are going public saying they don't like this, have created Al-Qaeda, protected Al-Qaeda, and fostered it because British intelligence in 1903 made a deal with a Bedouin leader who controlled a small area of what is Saudi Arabia today, a couple hundred square miles. And they gave them weapons, and they took over what is Saudi Arabia today, and they took over other countries like Syria that they had no claim on. And by 1933, dominated more than half the Middle East. So, in fact, it was more than half, probably 80% or so. The point is that this is the type of garbage that we see going on, and people are like, well, wait, are you saying there aren't Muslim extremists? No, I'm saying there's a giant pool of crazies in Saudi Arabia. And they go and have set up base camps funded by the CIA on record all over southern Russia and all over Europe and all over the United States. And the globalists give one order, one phone call, one message to Saudi Arabia intelligence, Bandar Bush, as he's known, Prince Bandar, Sultan Bandar, who's set to probably end up being the leader of the country down the road. He's the head of intelligence now. And they activate one cell that gives the orders. And ladies and gentlemen, Al-Qaeda sleeper cells all over the Western world will engage in havoc that makes 9/11 look like a blessing, as horrible as it was. And the system will then use those attacks to fully have martial law and shut down the free press and go after all the opposition to the structure. And it won't matter if we're like, hey, the government's behind this. Shut up, traitor. Al-Qaeda just killed, 200,000 people. Dirty bombs, planes flying into buildings, trains being blown up. I don't want to get into what you can do, but, well, it's well known by these groups. I'll just say it. You go up the top of a high-rise building, and you dump toxic chemicals into the ventilation shafts. You kill everybody. I mean, let me tell you, a five-man team trained right in each city could kill 10,000 people like that. 10,000 people. Okay, so the point is, and that's a conservative number, and I'm telling you, that's the New World Order's secret weapon is they run Al-Qaeda, these offshore banks that run our country. And in 2014, we better be ready for their false flags, because they are hitting Russia right now. Another 30 dead. We're going to break that down after phone calls coming up, and then a lot of news on Obamacare, the stock market, the mega bubbles, all of it coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears, your butt, your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number.
How'd it work out for the millions of people that had their Target credit card data stolen?
Show us your children, your photos.
You know, they basically trained the NSA how to data mine. Even the Washington Post admitted that. We had an article last night on InfoWars.com by David Knight breaking that down. They're going to be covering out the nightly news this evening. Yep, train bombings at train stations and trolley buses kill at least, well, it's more than 30 people within 24 hours, just 6 weeks before the Olympics kick off there in Russia. That is coming up in the next hour. Then we'll get into all of the different systems of propaganda. Media spotlight shifting to positive Obamacare stories. Rabble-rousers won't get attention. And that's being announced all over the news. The Washington Post and Politico have been reporting that the media is going to follow orders from the White House and become openly state-run. They've been state-run for a while and only report on positive stuff. And anyone who doesn't like it is a rabble-rouser. That's a new word, like conspiracy theorist. It's not a new word, but it's a new use of the word that anyone that doesn't like getting double, triple, quadruple prices and having the quality of care cut And anyone who knows that Republican leadership with Democrats wrote the bill as a open world government corporate tax, just like carbon taxes are, this new healthcare tax is directly to the globalist. Supreme Court ruled private tax to offshore corporations. And if the public puts up with it, they're going to do more. And even if you revolt, they plan on using that to destabilize things and bring in martial law. And then if you start winning the battle, if the states organize openly with the National Guard that's been federalized, then they'll try to send in special forces against them. That's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007. And then if the U.S. military doesn't go along with the treason, they'll activate al-Qaeda, or they'll claim al-Qaeda nukes major cities and use that to get us quaking in fear. We are held hostage. You're like, man, that's a bold takeover. Yeah, when hijackers take over a plane or bank robbers go in and put everybody in, you know, zip ties and start robbing the vault, it's a big deal. The globalists get off on this excitement. They've got the money. They've got the power. They've got the 50 mistresses. They've got the best doctors. They've got the private jets. They've got everything. This is what they do for excitement. This is why they're in control, is because they're willing to go for it all, and we sit here actually caring about a Spurs basketball player who did an anti-Nazi salute. But the different political correct groups, knowing what they're doing, said, don't do that. That's racist. Apologize. That offends Jewish groups, as if they speak for all the Jews in the world. So just saying any gesture, anything we deem as bad, we will label, even if it isn't racist and you're not allowed to do it. How about racist stuff is allowed? Because if you get rid of racist stuff, they will then get rid of everything. You understand that? And that's how this works. They've done it all over the world. You can't sell or possess in France Nazi memorabilia, even though you can go to a World War II museum, and it's all fascinating. U.S., British, German, Russian, all of it, Japanese. Oh, no. Oh, no, you're racist. All of you are guilty, but the very system that is proto-Nazi. The globalists and eugenics predate Nazism. The Nazis just got too big for their britches and were only selecting certain groups for extermination. The globalist hyper-eugenics movement goes after everyone, except 0.01% of 0.01000%. We're talking about, I've done the math, 0.0000023, I think it was. If you've got 6,000 superclass in the world, average 6,000 into 7.5 billion people in the world, and you get an amazing fraction. All right, I said I'd take your calls. I want to take your calls. We're going to cover so much coming up in the next hour. So much to discuss, so much to break down. Look at this. State Department whistleblower's email hacked, messages deleted, part of the ongoing cover-up. That's just some of the news on that front. Egypt arrest Al Jazeera TV crew for ties to Muslim Brotherhood. And, of course, who runs Al Jazeera? British intelligence on record. Just like CNN is CIA, Ford Foundation, Carnegie Endowment on record. Look it up. That's even in the Washington Post itself, CIA and naval intelligence connections. Cop gets 2 years for illegal cavity searches. Ah, isn't that interesting? But see, when the TSA does it, it's supposedly okay. Beyonce is slammed for sampling Challenger shuttle tragedy. I mean, you should be able to sample whatever you want. I should be able to make a music video about tragedies if I wanted to and have radio transmissions about the Hindenburg bursting into flame. Oh, the humanity. And then play clips about war if I wanted to. But see, it's all about everything's bad and no one has speech but the establishment. And now Chicago has worst pension crisis in the U.S. I'm going to be getting to that from the Financial Times of London. That's just some of the news that I'm looking at on DrudgeReport.com. If you go over to Infowars.com, Chinese president orders PLA to prepare for war. So now it's not just their top general, their chairman of their joint chiefs a month ago. Now it's the president. Volgograd bombings follow Saudi threat to attack Russia. Already mentioned that. Volgograd trolley blast, terror attacks, hit southern city, day after railway station bombing. Future trends of 2014. Going under, over a million lose unemployment benefits with the acceleration hitting a million by the end of next year. And an interesting article, Anderson Silva, horrifying shin break, most likely due to chronic vitamin D deficiency via dark skin. That's very important for folks. No one will tell you if you've got dark skin that you need more vitamin D and that you need more sun, because you don't produce as much vitamin D naturally, because you come from areas that are closer to the equator, so you obviously don't need to produce that much vitamin D, or you'd get too much if you were out in the sun all day at the equator. But if you don't live at the equator and don't get a lot of sun and you got dark skin, man, you are going to get cancer real quick. That's why if you look at it, cancer rates in the major studies are higher in blacks than any other group in industrialized nations in the north. You go to Africa, it's quite low. But the highest cancer rates are in the Western Northern world because of all the toxins and things, but also from not getting enough sun, period. But then you expand that and you bring people from the equator up to the north. I mean, you're not designed to live in the north. And if you don't get vitamin D, you're going to die real fast. But again, no one's going to tell you that. It's just 101. No one's going to tell you that. I mean, that's why blue eyes are more light sensitive and have better night vision on record, because you're designed to live in the north where sometimes it's dark for 3 months. No sun for 3 months. That's what blue eyes are for. And then you continue on. I mean, it's the same deal. If a white guy went down to the middle of Africa and didn't wear clothing, you get skin cancer real fast. Okay, that's enough, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to your phone calls. 2013, what are the biggest stories, the most important stories, not just the biggest? And 2014, how key of a year is it? I'm going to give you my breakdown at the bottom of the next hour, but I want to get your take right now. Let's talk to Frank in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm starting to get a humming on my line now. Yeah, I'm on a landline, not on a speakerphone, but I agree with you. I called into a show Saturday. I think the biggest story of 2013 is the overwhelming sentiment of the American people against war, at least an open conflict with Syria, and that really kind of surprised me. I think it's a good thing. However, I still do not see any signs of any grand awakening, and I'd like to be I'd like to be wrong. I'd like to be proven wrong, but I don't see any grand awakening in 2014. I think there's a lot of dislike and distrust of Obama, and rightly so, but I think a lot of it is just this false, left-right control paradigm. I think a lot of people probably would have been for war with Syria if we'd had a Republican president such as a Mitt Romney or something like that.
Very interesting points. What do you think is coming up in 2014?
More of the same. Pretty much more of the same. I think the establishment, I think the talk radio hosts across America are going to continue to protect the criminal establishment. I think they're going to do so more by silence. You may have a few brave ones here and there putting out a few good warning informational shows or segments or whatnot. But I think you're going to see a lot of people getting scared. I think a lot of the information that's coming out, my personal opinion is it's being leaked out to let you know that you're being watched. I think a lot of it's for intimidation.
I agree. That's what Dr. Pachinik said, and I appreciate your call. And I'm not saying, and I've really thought about this now. Great points. Great caller. I'm not saying Snowden's a double agent, a triple agent. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. My gut tells me he's real, but they chose in the media to selectively dribble out only what they wanted to put out to try to inoculate people psychologically to accepting it, and to intimidate political free speech, and to normalize the rollout right as the giant NSA total surveillance grids go online. They want to start openly using it in court, as I predicted. Now they admit they are. They use illegally gathered data in court, Reuters has reported. They create fake investigation cases so that they can then lie to the juries if it goes to jury trial. Now they're dispensing with that and just telling the jury, we got this via, you know, ABC. The problem is that you can then frame people that much easier. So there's just a lot of problems with that, but great points. Wayne in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'm so glad to get a hold of you. I've been listening for about a little over a year, maybe two, and it's incredible how informative you are, how informed you are. You must really study. My topic is the politicians, the crooked politicians that are running this country and the agenda that they have. You are so on, because I happen to grow up in Carmel, California, and Leon Panetta used to give me rides to school in the morning. And a congressman by the name of Sam Farr is a family member of mine, third cousin. However, he borrowed my dad's horse and saddle to run in his first election campaign, make himself look like a bold, brave cowboy. However, he is not. I can't say anything too bad against him, but I just don't think he's in our side of the court.
Well, I mean, you don't get into the high-level power now unless you play ball with the globalist. And the problem is they're playing ball with the devil, so it only leads to doom and gloom, letting this power structure stay in power. What do you think's coming up in 2014?
I think lack of food for this country. And there's 50 million people that are on food stamps. They want 100 million people that are going to be dependent on them. I can see it coming. I had 2 bagels for Thanksgiving dinner this year.
Wow.
And I was ran out of Phoenix, Arizona by a commission on my job that I've been doing since I was 15, 16 years old, which was training racehorses. I was a jockey racehorse rider all my life. And they crucified me down there. That's a different subject. But I realize that they're all the same. The politicians in the city, local, state governments are all in cahoots.
Well, I was about to say, I'm talking to builders. I talk to restaurant owners, small factory owners. Everywhere across the country, the harassment is 5-10 times, depending on where you live, what it's ever been. All the big corporations are lobbying for Agenda 21 zoning and rules that cripple everybody but them. And I have a friend who had a factory in Phoenix employing hundreds of people and paying them good. And the unions came and forced him to use union, and then they just shut him down, set up their own shop, and basically ran him out. And that's the same story that is just happening everywhere. Because why should these companies have to compete? They can just come in and take over. And I'm not saying unions are all bad. They had a place 100 years ago, 50 years ago. But now unions promote NAFTA and GATT. Now unions promote open borders that, you know, bring in workers to replace them. It's just insane. Unions have become just a political arm now of the globalist. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mr. Jones. The pleasure's all mine. I'll be real quick about it. Now, I saw a show about 8 years ago. I don't know if it was the Discovery Channel or the History Channel or the Science Channel. But it was a show showing how they can break down radioactive material and reduce it back to its original elements on the periodic chart. Now, I think that's the biggest conspiracy. I think that covers, that's a perennial conspiracy as far as I'm concerned, because that's the killer that keeps on killing. Now, you probably know more about that than me, because you're well.
Well, they can use lasers and other systems and particle beams to change different radioactive isotopes. The problem is having the energy to be able to, say, go to Fukushima and then process it all. It's the energy it takes to manipulate the particles. I'm not a physicist, but I've read about it. But separately, yes, radiation levels are increasing all over the world, but particularly in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's a big issue. And I didn't think of that. That is one of the big untold stories of 2013, is the radiation levels, the deterioration of the cleanup, becoming just a bigger disaster at Fukushima. I agree with you. And of course, more and more is coming out about the automation of our world, robot cars, robot buildings, smart grids, spying on us, humans being made obsolete. That's the big trend going into 2014, is you're going to see a crystallization of that.
I agree. Now, I was wondering if you could have a guest on, an expert that would know about that, because, like, the lady who showed the formula, she actually went to the drawing board, like, 1 minute left in the show. She showed it was a simple formula. I don't know the formula. I'm not a mathematician. But she said it was real easy to do. They went to Hanford Nuclear Reservation and took some of that stuff, that material, and they reduced it back down to nothingness. So that's one point. But if I could throw in two more real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead, sir.
Okay. I got a chance to talk to Al Sharpton over the weekend, and Al Sharpton finally admitted that the 501c3 was really just a sham. And he said that they scared all the, these are his words too. He said they scared all the clergy into thinking that they can't say anything about politics. And he said what they can do is talk about the politics and certain candidates, but they can't direct their pews into certain candidates. They can't make them vote for certain people. But then also, the third one I have is...
Hold on. I want to hear more about Al Sharpton when we come back. Richard, can you stay there for a minute?
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. We're going to come right back with Richard, then Brad, then Michael, and many others. And we're going to talk about the big trends of 2014.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. At TheUltimateKnife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
But now, yeah, for those that don't know, ladies and gentlemen,
they can see that he's just,
it's like arresting a student who writes an essay about a school shooting. You've got school shootings going on everywhere. And then a student writes a story about how they're upset about it happening, and describing it, and the police come and interrogate them and in some cases arrest people who write a fiction article about, in one case, one of those World War II games and how they like to play it. And it talked about shooting soldiers, so the police came. Or, again, the neighbor sees you playing with a Nerf gun in the backyard, so you're kicked out of school. The school doesn't have that jurisdiction. It's just government doing things that are illegal, out of their jurisdiction, criminal. Official oppression, false arrest, false imprisonment, false fines, and then having the judges and the courts and the culture go along with it. The school has no right to suspend somebody for 5 days because a neighbor saw them playing with an orange Nerf gun. That neighbor needs to be put in a mental institution. That's a real case. Those are real cases I just mentioned. And I'm going back to the caller, Richard, in Texas. My point is it's the same thing with 501c3. In the 1950s, they had the big denominations of the World Council of Churches, other Rockefeller globalist groups, say, look, order your churches to become charities under 501c3, charitable faith organizations, no longer churches. Churches under the First Amendment, the government has no jurisdiction. That's why the Hopi Indians can, you know, take peyote that's illegal under federal law, and other religious groups can take other drugs if it's really part of their religion because it's protected. That's why voodoo people can, you know, chop the heads off of goats. It's religiously protected. Or kill chickens. You know, the animal rights people don't like that. The point is, if you take away the voodoo people's rights, they're going to take your rights. And so it is a fraud. This is not my opinion. Separation of church and state means you can't have the state saying we're Catholic or we're Protestant or we're Buddhist or we're atheist. The state isn't in that business. But it doesn't mean then you can't have a Bible at public school and tell your friends about Jesus Christ at lunch. But even in Texas, they come and take your Bible. Some cases throw them in the trash, kick the kids out. Or tell people that are valedictorians you can't talk about Christ. Or after a football game, you can't tell the newspaper you want to thank Jesus. Well, of course you can. That's your free speech. And it's the same thing. It was the churches that led the revolution against King George. So with the Democrats, they allow, and the IRS allows the Democratic churches to raise money, do whatever they want. But if it's a libertarian or conservative church, you get audited, you get harassed, you get persecuted, and that's all been, you know, out in the press. But finishing up, the minute and a half we have left, I appreciate you holding. It's interesting. Where'd you run into Al Sharpton, and what else did he have to say?
I was driving home from Houston, and he had Andre Eglishon in his studio with him, so I knew it would be a good time to bring that up. And I also tried to bring up the fact that they've been using the banks around the world, World Bank, International, you know, all the stuff you talk about to destroy the world's economies. And I said the churches should be talking about that, and Andre Eglishon could vouch for everything I was saying. But Al Sharpton is very clever. He knew I was going to go to the drug running out of Afghanistan, too, and he kind of cut me off right there. But he was fair enough to let me get everything out. I will say that about him. But my
Sure. I mean, Al Sharpton's a really smart guy. He knows how the whole game works. And he's playing along with the system and race baiting and everything else.
Absolutely.
What was your last point? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, real quick. My last point was Obama being the bloodline of the Illuminati related to Vlasi and Thelen and all the rest of the people throughout history that's ruled. I try to tell people that now, if Obama's connected bloodline, then why look at his birth certificate? Why look at Hawaii and Kenya? And try to focus on his bloodline. That's who he really is. He's not a made man. He's actually born into this. So
I totally agree. He's related to Dick Cheney on record. You're absolutely right.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
Russia, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.